Now to George, as we mentioned, he is in Sochi at this hour, where he just sat down with Russian President Vladimir Putin for an exclusive interview just 3 weeks now before the Winter Olympics.
Josh, I just finished this interview with President Putin. It's his first interview with an American broadcaster in years, and it's all part of his personal crusade to make sure that these Winter Olympics are successful and safe. The number one challenge is security. This entire region is on lockdown right now, and Putin was very confident that the terrorists are not going to succeed in striking here. He was also dismissive of allegations of corruption here and absolutely defiant when it comes to the issue of gay rights and the international protests, including in the United States, against the anti-gay propaganda law here in Russia right now. He was confident, as I said. He was opened up about his own hopes for the Olympics, his own personal fitness regime. We also had the chance to talk about Edward Snowden. So we covered a lot of ground with the Russian president today, just a couple of weeks before these Olympics are set to open here in Sochi. And I should say, this snow here is good news. There had been some concern that there wasn't going to be enough snow for the Olympics to take place in this relatively warm climate in Sochi, but it's been snowing on and off all day here in Sochi, and that was good news to President Putin as well. You're going to see the first part of my interview tonight on World News, and then we'll follow up with all the rest Sunday on This Week.